Well, hang on to your wallet and save more money, because healthcare costs are likely to put more stress on the family budget during the next decade. We're joined now by Rick Newman, columnist at Yahoo Finance. He's been looking at a new government study that projects costs will rise 5.5% per year over the next few years. Poof, there goes that average raise, right? Rick, give us the bad news.
Well, don't blame me. I'm just the messenger. But there are some new forecasts out by government economists, and they're pretty good at telling us what's going to happen with health spending in the future. So just to go back in over the last few years first, we actually saw a moderation in health spending after the recession that ended in 2009. I mean, a lot of people may find that surprising, but relative to what healthcare costs and overall spending had been doing before the recession, they didn't go down. Spending did not go down, but it rose by the lowest amount in many years. That is over. That respite in healthcare spending is over, and we're going to get back to increases in healthcare spending of about 5.5% per year for the next several years. It could be a little more than that when we get into the 2020s. And of course, 5.5% per year is more than the economy is likely to grow. It's more than regular inflation is likely to be. And it's more than the average raise people are going to get over that time. So this means that healthcare costs are just going to continue to take a bigger and bigger bite out of everybody's paycheck. And also, by the way, out of the money the government spends every year.
But I'm hoping you say there's a however. We're all very optimistic about what our fearless elected leaders can do about this.
Oh, yeah, they're on the problem. They've got solutions ready, and this whole problem should be fixed by, I don't know, 1 or 2 years from now.
Right.
No, but we all know that's not true. We all know that the big fight at the federal level is, should we repeal Obamacare or not repeal Obamacare? This is totally misguided if the thing you care about is costs for ordinary people. I mean, people think that the Affordable Care Act is the reason that costs are so out of control. It's not. Healthcare costs have been rising by way more than overall inflation since the 1980s. This is a problem that has been around for a long time. The Affordable Care Act is misnamed because it didn't really do anything to help get healthcare costs under control. But basically, for most people, they've just been continuing to go up just as they were before the ACA. And because Congress has just politicized this, and the Republicans are just obsessed with getting rid of the ACA, they're not focusing on things that might actually make a difference in terms of healthcare costs. And by the way, there are a lot of good ideas for how we could address this problem of costs just going up and up and up and up. But that's not really happening at the federal level.
Elon Musk can reuse rockets.
Right.
And we can't solve this. We're speaking with Yahoo Finance columnist Rick Newman about how healthcare costs are continued going to sting more. As you point out before, too, if you're not getting your insurance from an employer or Obamacare, you're really screwed. Those are the ones who are taking a big hit.
Those people are hurting the most. I've reported on this a lot during the last couple of years. And that is a problem that actually is caused in part by the Affordable Care Act. Because what happened, the people who are getting it the worst are people who buy insurance on the so-called individual market. They have to buy their own insurance policy because they don't get it through an employer. And they make too much money to qualify for subsidies under the Affordable Care Act. So premiums in the individual market are the ones that have been going up the most because employers have actually done a pretty good job of using their size and leverage and negotiating power to keep premiums increases relatively low during the last few years. But in the individual market, individual buyers have no such leverage. They have no leverage at all. And so when insurers need to raise premiums, that's where they do it because that's where they can do it. People who get subsidies under the ACA, the subsidies actually cover most of the increases in premiums. But if you make too much to qualify for the subsidies, the government doesn't cover any of it. You just pay the whole brunt of it. And we've seen costs in that sector going up by almost 20% a year during the last few years. And people who are stuck in this boat, I mean, it's astounding what they have to pay just to get health insurance every year, $30,000 for a couple who's in their 50s, let's say, and has no kids at home, and then they have to pay more out of pocket on top of that. And it's worse for some people. I mean, this is a giant problem. It's a real economic problem, and it's pretty infuriating that Congress is doing absolutely nothing about it.
Thanks, Rick. Yahoo Finance columnist Rick Newman, who's based in New York.
Thanks for listening, and we'd love to hear from you. Leave a review, and for more from This Morning Show, check us out at thismorningwithgordondeal.com.